Welcome to the Confidence Revamp podcast, the podcast on personal growth and healthy self-esteem for Muslima teens and young adults. My name is Ganiat K and I'm here to guide you to become your best self through faith and exercises that help you dive deeper, dissect the problem and start taking action. Every Saturday, you get new insights and inspiration on how to overcome low self-esteem, self-hate and body shaming. Join me on this journey, girlfriends, as we bravely revamp our confidence together. Assalamu alaikum, girlfriends. Welcome back to another episode of the Confidence Revamp podcast. It's episode 20 and it's the final episode for season 1. I'm recording this at around 1:20 a.m. It's 1:20 a.m. So I know my voice sounds deeper at night and I feel like I sound very loud. Maybe it's because I'm self-conscious and I'm like trying not to wake up everybody in this house. Anyways, how are you all doing? In today's episode, I'm going to share with you 5 more ways to care for yourself. I already had an episode on self-care, what it means, how to practice it, but this is just like more tips that I want to share with you all today. But before I get into today's episode, I just want to say thank you so much to each and every one of you. To each one of you out there, thank you so much. Thank you for all the plays, the listens, the shares. I'm just really grateful. Even if it's one person listening to the show, it means a lot. And I really appreciate the feedback that I get, because getting feedback for me makes me feel like I am not speaking to myself, because right now I'm talking to my microphone, but it makes me feel like someone is on the other side. And then I get feedback, I know where to improve, I know how you're receiving what I'm sharing with you all and if it's making impact. And that is my biggest goal, to make impact. And this is the final episode of season 1, and I'm excited and not excited at the same time. I'm excited that I've gotten to this point, and alhamdulillah, my podcast started in December, and I'm just so grateful that I've been able to get to episode 20. But I'm not excited because I don't know what season 2 is going to bring. I have plans, but it feels like my plans won't be easy to bring to life. And I also know that Allah is the best of planners. And I don't know how long it's going to take to start season 2 of the show. But one thing I know for sure is that I'm going to come back with the intention of giving impact and sharing my experiences, because that is my biggest why, is to share what I've been through so that you feel less alone on your journey, and so that you have tips and, you know, guidelines and steps to take that you can implement in your life to see how well it works for you. And I just want to make a positive impact. And this podcast for me, it's me growing with you. So we are growing together. Because I know I mentioned in episode 1 that I am not 100% that confident queen. I mean, I overcame body shaming. I don't body shame myself anymore. I was really bad with it, but I definitely killed that thing. I overcame body shaming. I beat it. I overcame self-hate. And but when it comes to my self-esteem, I know I have mild low self-esteem. And this podcast is a journey for me and for you. And from the very beginning, I just wanted to be open about how I feel. Like, I wanted to be open about my journey, because I didn't want anything like imposter syndrome to kick in. I didn't want to feel like, oh, I'm a fraud. So I just share with you all that I'm here to guide. But really, I beat body shaming. I am proud of myself for that. And I beat self-hate. And alhamdulillah, all praise be to God. But I also know I did it. I played my part. And I'm thankful for the people that have helped me, maybe through their content online or maybe their blogs, and the people that are present like in my physical life. Yes. Like the people present, like my friends and people that I got to meet, even those that I'm no longer friends with, I no longer speak to, they've impacted me positively in one way or the other. They've taught me lessons and they've helped me grow. And so I know that this podcast is a journey and it's a confidence revamp. It's growing, it's improving my confidence and our confidence together. And that is just like my biggest why, my motivation to grow with you guys, to share everything that I've learned, to share my story and to make you feel less alone, like I mentioned earlier. So yeah, I don't know when episode 2 is coming, but I know that the next couple of weeks is going to be a very busy one for me in my personal life. But I also know that I'm keeping my podcast at the back of my mind and I'm going to try to create more content. So while I'm away, please binge on my previous episodes. I gave as much value as I could in those episodes. And please share my podcast if you are listening to this for the first time. I welcome to the family and thank you for tuning in. So yeah, let me stop talking. This is already 5 minutes. Okay, so let's dive right into today's episode. Self-care is the act of taking care of yourself. I mean, your mind, your body, and your soul. Your entire well-being. It's putting yourself where you need to and when you need to. And a lot of times, self-care is presented as if it has to do with bubble baths and buying ourselves stuffs and doing nice things for ourselves. That is part of it. Of course, yes, we are supposed to take care of who we are ourselves, but it also involves nourishing our body, minds, and souls. And we know we can, a way to nourish our souls is to do it with worship. So, worshiping Allah, reading the Quran, trying to reconnect with Allah, trying to concentrate on our salah, trying to concentrate on our wudu, trying to do one act to improve in our deen, no matter how small, just like taking those steps. And one thing that I have on my list, the first one is to pat myself at the back and tell myself I've done a great job. There's no one that does not struggle. Struggle is a universal language because everybody goes through it. You try to get up in the morning to exercise and you do it for a couple of days, and after a while, you stop because you don't have that motivation to keep on going, or you don't have an accountability body, or because basically you are struggling with it, okay? And everybody struggles. And that's in said in the Quran, and we have created man in toil. Inshallah, I'll leave that Quran verse in the show notes so that you can check it out. Like the whole verse is just so captivating. And Allah said it there, we have created man in toil. And he also speaks about how to get out of it and what you should do. So I'm going to leave that chapter for you guys. I think it's important that we pat ourselves at the back and say, thank you. You've done a great job today, no matter how little the steps you are taking, because there's nobody that is, no one is exempted from struggle. So just take out the time to pat yourself at the back. You've done a great job. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they are. It's really great practice that you journal about them because you can't keep everything in your head. The brain is not an office. It can't store information. That's why we forget things. So writing it down is a great practice and acknowledging them to yourself. And then later, when you go through it, be like, oh my God, I did this, because you've forgotten about it already. And number two, take a break. I know you've been working on and on, and you just want to make a living. You just want to be able to do this for yourself, provide for your family. You just want to be able to take care of yourself at least. You know, this adulting thing is hard, especially if you live in like in a country like Nigeria. But I think it's hard everywhere though. And you keep hustling and hustling, and you keep working and working, and your body is speaking to you. You feel tired. You don't feel strong enough, but you fix your eyes and your mind on the prize. But let me tell you something. You need your health to keep on taking care of yourself, your family, or your responsibilities. You need your health. And a great practice is to take breaks, like rest. You've worked so hard, you deserve rest. Tell yourself, I deserve rest. Rest is productive. It does not make you lazy or seem lazy. When you take some rest, it's like recharging your system. You know, when you charge your phone, the way it would operate will be different because it will no longer disturb you. No battery, low battery, or with no battery notifications, or it will not die because you keep it charged. So recharge yourself by taking some rest, like take a break. You don't need to wait till you burn out or till you fall sick to take a break. Stop procrastinating, taking a break, and stop making excuses, and prioritize yourself and your health. Listen to your body, get some rest. You deserve it. And something just popped into my mind now that I heard someone say a while, some times back. It's you work so hard, you got a lot of money, but then you have to spend that money on taking care of your health because you did not take the time out when you could to actually take care of your health. You know, imagine someone working so hard and then you have lots of money and then you have to spend that money again on your health to buy drugs that you can't even pronounce the names. Like, it's really important to prioritize yourself. Your health is very important. Your body keeps you alive, keeps you running. Listen to it and recharge it. Also, remember to recharge your mind as well, because self-care is an entire well-being thing. It's taking care of your entire well-being. So recharge your mind. You can recharge your mind by staying off social media, by meditating, by taking some time alone to stay on yourself, to reflect, to journal, to think, to be by yourself and do things for yourself, being mindful, being more present when you are cooking, when you are eating. You know, these are ways that we can recharge our mind. Reading a book, because the content we take in, the podcasts you listen to, the YouTube videos you watch, the books you listen to, all these are content you are absorbing. The billboard you are seeing, what everything is content. What you watch on TV, the movies, you are absorbing it subconsciously. You are absorbing it, and it is subconsciously affecting you. And you have to be more mindful and really think deeply about why, really think deeply about why you do the things you do and how you react to things and how you behave. Because if you dig deep, you'll be able to link it to something that you subconsciously absorbed and you are now living it out. I hope that didn't sound too complex. So, number three, prioritize sleep. Sleep is very important. It is essential for us to live. Like, you need sleep to function. You need to sleep to regain your energy. It's also a way to recharge. Getting a good night's rest, it helps you to start your day feeling fresh and energized and ready to start a new day. But I also know that sometimes we sleep at night and we don't wake up with so much energy. But that doesn't discount sleep. Sleep is very important. I've not been sleeping at night for the past couple of weeks, like since Ramadan, like maybe like towards the end of Ramadan to now, because I don't manage my time well, and now I'm beginning to understand the reason why. But then, no matter how I don't sleep, I always find a way to sleep and to get my 8 hours of sleep in, because it is super important. Sleep is essential. Even I don't sleep for a long time, I start to feel jittery, jittery, as if I want to fall down, like I'm not stable and I can't think, and all I just need in that moment is sleep. So prioritize sleep. And this tip is also for me. This tip is also for me. This is very important. Sleep. There's a reason why God gave you sleep. And do you know there's a difference between the sleep you sleep? What type of English is that? The sleep you sleep in the day and the sleep you sleep at night. There is a difference. Like, sleeping at night is more relaxing. That's why the night was given to us for sleep. There's something about sleeping in the night. It's just different. And number four, treat every morning as a new beginning. See, things happen every day, and sometimes we have a bad day. But seeing every day as a fresh start can help you to feel more at ease Because if you had a bad day yesterday, today is a new day to start afresh and make another attempt at your goal. Today is a new day, so you wake up with a different energy, and you know that no ma you figure things out, no matter how difficult it seems. And don't forget to pray, because I prayer is also a way to energize your mind and strengthen your soul. Treat every morning as a new beginning. Very important. Number five, pamper yourself. This could be in any form you choose, actually. Like I mentioned, I mentioned the first thing I even mentioned was that not everything about self-care is the pampering, but it's also part of it. Cook yourself a delicious meal, practice mindfulness, read a book, feed your mind with the right information. And if you listen to music, what are the lyrics of those songs? Because if you are just like dancing to it and you are just like nodding your head, you are sending a signal to your body that yes, I accept what this music is saying. I accept what the lyrics is saying. And it's part of that subconscious thing I talked about. I feel like I digressed. I think I did, but I just wanted to get that point in. Pamper yourself, watch a movie, do something that recharges your energy. So when you involve yourself in a draining activity, do something else that recharges you, that recharges your energy, And then I have a bonus tip for you. Do things with a sense of purpose and listen to your gut. Your gut, that's your intuition. Oh my God. When you do things, I can't even emphasize the importance of doing things with a sense of purpose. These days, I feel like there are so many things I have to adjust on. There are so many things I have to do, and that's normal. For me, my strategy is constant improvement. I'm always looking for ways to improve. I'm always open to learning. But I can't just do everything. Like if you tell me, do this, it's good for you. Do that, it's good for you. I have to sit down and assess it with myself and ask myself, why do I want to do it? Because I'm the type of person that when I make a decision, I start to doubt myself. I start to be like, ask myself, why did I do it? Did I make the right decision? But when I do things with a sense of purpose, meaning that I have a reason, there is a why to why I'm doing whatever it is I'm doing, then whenever I feel that doubt, whenever I have that doubt in my mind that did I make the right decision, I ask myself, why did I do it? And being intentional about why I want to do something before I do it helps me to answer the question. Because when I start doubting myself, I'm no longer thinking, why did I do it? What's my reason? No, I don't have to think too much about that, because before I took that activity, before I took that step, I already thought about my why. So when I ask myself, why do I do it, when I'm blaming myself or doubting myself, what happens? What happens next? I already know why I did it. I don't have to think too hard, too deep about it. And my intuition never lies. If I do something and I'm like, maybe it's my intuition and I don't get it right, I automatically start asking myself, was it really my intuition? Because I'm very sure that my intuition is always correct. It's something that Allah puts in me, and it's put in every one of us to be able to help us. It's a way of God guiding us. And sometimes our intuition tells us, go right, and we go left. That happens too. But one thing I try to do is to try to recognize my intuition, try to recognize the voice, and to be patient enough to hear it. Because sometimes I want to do something, I'm like waiting for my intuition, because I really want to, that I really just want to do it because it feels right and my gut game is on. But I keep waiting, I keep waiting, and then I hurry to do that activity, and I'm done with that activity, or I'm done with that thing, and then my intuition speaks, and I'm like, oh, I should have just waited. And this happens to me when I'm painting. When I'm painting, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do next? My intuition doesn't speak to me really quickly. I have to be patient. So if you're like that, just you have to learn to recognize the voice and be patient and do things with a sense of purpose. Ask yourself, why do I want to do it? Okay. And why should I do it? You have to have a reason why. Okay. So these are the tips I have for you all today. Thank you so much for listening to this point. I feel like I gave more than five tips in this video. Did I say video? In this audio. That was a slip of tongue. In this audio, I gave more than 5 tips. I just wanted to pour my heart out in this final episode of season 1. And I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate you 100%. I just feel so great and wonderful that I got to record this episode. And I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me. God bless you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Bye-bye. Until next time. Thank you for listening to the show today. Please subscribe, follow, or favorite the podcast so you'll be notified when a new episode goes live. Until next time, keep building yourself and remember to be kind and patient with yourself as you do so. Bye-bye.